Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Mallory Schwartz and Arzina Lakhani. Schwartz is the executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Missouri, and Lakhani is a policy intern at the same organization. They spoke about some of the effects the ongoing coronavirus pandemic has had on access to reproductive health care and abortions in Missouri. Here's Mallory.
Traditionally, for people that are going to seek an abortion, they might go with a partner or a support person, a companion. And clinics have had to limit the number of people that can come in. And so patients have had to come on their own without their companion. That has been a challenge because having that support person with you for that emotional support is really important. And the other challenge that we've seen is something unique to clinics that provide abortion versus my dentist office is that there are protesters who put themselves outside to harass and try to humiliate patients and providers who are just going to get medical care or going to do their jobs. And those protesters do not follow or comply with the same restrictions that patients or providers do. So they are not wearing masks. They are not obeying 6 feet social distancing rules. They are approaching patients and providers. They are talking close to them. And continuing the yelling and the name calling and all the things that they do outside of the pandemic. And we've even seen instances, both in Missouri and there were reports of it in other states, of protesters like coughing or fake coughing in the direction of patients or providers as part of their intimidation. And so we have seen these protest groups exploit the pandemic to further harass and harm the patients and providers who are just, again, going about their lives, getting their healthcare, going to work. Something that's really important is that the NARAL Pro-Choice Missouri Clinic Escort Program is currently ongoing, but our program was on hiatus at the beginning of the pandemic also because we didn't know how best to keep people safe yet, right? And so at this point, the clinic escorts are back in action and they provide a really important role in supporting patients as they make the trip from their car to the clinic doors, walking through the protest line or past the protesters. And so our volunteer clinic escorts were so thrilled to be able to go back to doing those volunteer hours once we figured out our best plan of action to keep everybody safe. Because I think that for them, they really hated knowing that the patients and providers were still facing this onslaught of harassment and not being able to be there to provide support. And so our clinic escorts are back at it, but that's been a challenge too, right? And they have to maintain their 6 foot distance and try to provide that a little bit of additional support and for patients and providers as they enter the clinic.
That was Mallory Schwartz and Arzina Lakhani with NARAL Pro-Choice Missouri, speaking about some of the effects the COVID-19 pandemic is having on access to reproductive health care in Missouri. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Isabella Paxton. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.